For voodoo worshippers, is a ceremony like no other. The music and dance, the color, and the mysticism with a touch of magic. Susan Middleton, an American voodoo priestess, ranks high in the hierarchy.
I feel those spirits. Many of them are associated with natural forces, like the elements, water, fire, earth, air, and lots of other things. I mean, it's fascinating.
She says our religion is widely but deliberately misunderstood.
It is associated with diabolical forces. It's a cliche, largely driven by Hollywood. But it's a very deep spiritual tradition that's ancient. All of our cosmologies originate even in Africa. So it's a marvelously ceremonial culture with many, many divinities.
Voodoo has its roots in West Africa, with Benin considered its origin. From where it's exported to the rest of the world by slaves taken from Africa to work on plantations. And it's back here in West Africa that worshippers from all over the world gather to celebrate every year.
Benin officially recognized voodoo as a religion in the 90s after years of suppression. The government now considers it as a fundamental aspect of the country's heritage and identity. This festival has been celebrated for the past 10 years as a celebration of a religion, an ancient religion, followed by millions here in Benin Republic and millions more abroad, especially in the Caribbean.
A lot of rituals go into the voodoo festival. Days of sacrifice and rituals that many find disturbing. But voodoo's supreme leader, called the Pontiff, disagrees.
Colonizers mock us as fetish, but voodoo is not all about worshipping dolls or bloodletting. It's not about magic. Voodoo is a complete belief system that does a lot of good things.
Adherents believe the religion survived decades of European onslaught and will survive for many more centuries to come. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Wydad.